Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Well, hello, hello, my amazing listeners. It's your girl, Faye. I'm back for another episode of Two Scoops of Truth. So, today I will be talking to you about my favorite. I think these will be my two favorite Bible verses. Yes. So I think they're the top two. So I'm just going to go right into it. And these verses are Romans 8:28 and Romans 8:32. Let's just do a breathe in and breathe out. These verses always encourage me. It's hard to pick which is my favorite out of the two because they inspire and encourage me differently. So with Romans 8:28, I will read this out just in case someone is like, hey, what are you talking about? I've never heard of this scripture. Let me read this out for you in the NIV version. It says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now that's Romans 8:28. I'll read 32 so that when I'm talking about it, you know what I'm saying. So 32 is, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Another version says, freely, like without a charge, you know, just freely give us all things. So I'll focus on 28 for now. 28 encourages me when things don't go my way, when things go according to a different plan, not my plan. So I don't know if you're like me where you have moments where you reflect and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said this. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I shouldn't have gone there. And you really can't do anything about the past because, you know, life doesn't have a rewind button, as I say. So I encourage myself and console myself with the fact that whatever it is that I should have done, whatever it is that I couldn't do or shouldn't have done, all things are working together for my good because I love God. You know, if I should have maybe, let's just use something so simple, maybe gone to a particular school, and I feel like if I had gone to Harvard, for example, I probably would have had better opportunities and gotten a particular type of job. There's a tendency to feel like, oh, I probably should have gone to Harvard and studied harder and worked harder and done this and done that. Well, you can't change the past. You could only make a difference in the present and in the future. But how about if you think differently and say, well, I didn't go to Harvard. Maybe my children will go to Harvard by God's grace. Or regardless of me not going to Harvard and whatever university or college that I've gone to, the perks of going to Harvard will still happen to me because all things work together for my good, you know. So don't worry about your beginning. Though thy beginning may be small, the latter end will be prosperous, as the Bible says. So yes, you did grow up in a family where you didn't have, maybe you didn't have a mom or a dad, and you feel like you have been disadvantaged. Don't think about that. All things are working together for your good. Or you feel that you should have had children now. All things are working together for your good. You feel that you should have lived in a particular country or said things a certain way or planned your life in a different way, which you really don't have a say, you know. But just be reminded that everything, not some things, You know, it says all things work together for your good. So I just want to use that verse to encourage someone that may be feeling like, you know, they could have done something, they shouldn't have done something. They, you know, maybe that their life would have turned out better if they were married to somebody else. No. Yes, you could have been with them and you may have had a great life, but you don't know because you don't know the future. What if God has better in stock for you? You know, like... Everything Joseph in the Bible went through was, it still worked out for his good. So he said at the end that you meant this for evil, but God used it for my good. God turned it around and used it for my good, you know. So in the end, he was even a blessing to his siblings and his family. So sometimes when we go through tribulations or delay, it just works together somehow for our good. You might miss an exit, you might miss a turn. God finds a way to work it out for your good. So I've always had this mindset and things always work out for my good to the great, you know, to the glory of God. I just always have this peace at the end of it all. While going through it, it might seem like, oh, but why didn't this happen for me? Or why didn't I do this? Or maybe I should have done that. Well, darling, you can't change the past. And then God somehow just comes in and makes me realize that he's my source, he's my all. And he causes all things, not some, but all things to work together for my good. So this has been my favorite scripture for a very long time. I know a lot of Christians like this verse too, but it is very encouraging for me. And so another one in recent times that has gotten me to relax and to think deep, maybe because I can resonate with it somehow, is verse 32. It says that if God did not withhold his son, his only son at the time, and give him to us, why wouldn't he freely give us all things, including that son? You know, I can't even imagine a mother or a father single-handedly giving away their child, let alone their only child. So anyone that can give you their only child, what else what else wouldn't they give you? You know, like, I'm an only child, so I understand that. If my mother can give me to you, she must love you, which she's never going to do because she just doesn't love you that much, you know. And I don't think any mother on earth is going to give their child, in any mother in their right thinking minds will freely give their child to somebody and say, hey, you can have them, unless they're problematic. And even when they're problematic, no mother really does that. And so how much more God? He gave Jesus to us. So if we're asking for something that hasn't happened and God has promised you, relax, he's gonna do it. If he can give us his only son, that scripture says, if he can give us his only son, he didn't spare him, he killed him, he made him go through hell for us. He who did not spare his own son, come on, guys, think about it. If he didn't spare his own son from troubles and tribulations and problems and crucifixion and death, but he gave him up for us all just so he can have us as his children, that means God really loves us. So how will he not also, along with his son, graciously, freely, willingly give us all things? Come on now, ladies and gentlemen, let us learn to trust that God has our best interest at heart. And if God didn't withhold Jesus from us, there is nothing that you want that he won't give you, as long as it's something that you desire, and you know, and you ask him in faith. God says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So just ask, keep asking, keep staying in faith, keep thanking him. And if he said he will do it, you can go to sleep knowing that if he didn't withhold his son, he'll give that thing to you. Yes, it might be taking time according to your wristwatch, according to your timeline, but according to God's timeline, he has already given it to you. You know, he's already done it. So I'd rather we stop asking once we've asked and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I have this. Thank you, Lord, because, you know, I have my Bentley. I have my mansion. Whatever it is you want. I have my husband, my children. I don't know. I'm thinking of different things that people desire. A job, a home, a Lamborghini, whatever it is. A Ferrari. Hey, God, I don't mind a Ferrari. You know, F for Ferrari, F for Faye. I'm just being cheeky, but you know what I mean. Like, no matter how big it seems, those are even fickle things. Think of things that have to do with your purpose or for other people. Like, you're thanking God for your healing, for someone's salvation. These are very important things. Of course God wants to do it. So if he didn't withhold Jesus from us, he would definitely give us these things. So just because you haven't seen the manifestation doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. Trust God and know that all things work together for your good. In the end, you win. In the end, you win. So I love you with the love of God. I really hope these verses have blessed and encouraged you. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Mwah. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day and God bless you. If you'd like to be a guest on the Two Scoops of Truth podcast, please send me a message on Instagram. The page is Two Scoops of Truth, TWOSCOOPSOFTRUTH. Thank you.